Well, let's practice together as we continue with this theme of working with living in a human body in these different ways. So, you might gift yourself the opportunity of settling in. Taking this precious opportunity to pause and to really arrive in the experience of this moment. To let yourself become interested in the experience of this moment. Perhaps allowing yourself to feel and rest into the support that's offered by the earth, the floor, the chair, the cushion. So to invite in the possibility of ease, of rest, perhaps a safe holding for this next while that we practice together. And as you begin to relax, to release into the here and now, not losing any quality of alertness or aliveness that's in your practice, that's in the body. We welcome in these two qualities of ease and alertness that allow us to sit with dignity in the center of it all. So that when the mind is intrigued, when the attention is pulled to sounds or thoughts, feelings, we know where to return to this home base of sitting. sitting still and inviting in quality of settledness and stability of the body as a support for more stability of mind. And welcoming in a quality of warmth to the awareness and to the knowing of this moment. Maybe accessing the warmth in a relatively simple way by inviting just a gentle half smile to your lips. And as you do so, bringing some attention to the corners of the eyes, perhaps feeling an echo of that smile in the eyes. And inviting the energy of that smile to also somehow be expressed in the heart center. And then gathering this warm-hearted awareness to noticing the breath, wherever the breath is most alive for you, or is most easeful and enjoyable to feel and follow. And as you sit here with the breath, you might find at moments that your attention is pulled to some other experience that's arising in the body. Sensation in a particular location. Perhaps with a particular flavor. And a particular feeling tone. So when you find yourself pulled to something happening in the body, you might for a few moments just let your attention rest there and see if you can be interested in what's the experience of this sensation. Feeling it from the inside out rather than thinking about it. Or visualizing that part of the body. What's it like to simply open yourself, to make yourself available to this sensation as it's revealing itself? And if it's easily recognizable without requiring much analysis or thinking, you might silently note or name the flavor of sensation. Tingling. Pressure. Sore. Warm. Open. Twitching. Wooden. Numb. Loose. Relax. And any label is just like the lightest of post-it notes on the experience. And then making yourself available even more fully for the felt sense of what's happening in the body. Perhaps noticing that some sensations come and stay a while. And some pass through quickly like a shooting star. Maybe leaving the faintest flickering echo of, or shadow of a felt sense. So you might let yourself begin to see what's it like to watch, to experience sensations coming and going. Perhaps intensifying, cresting and dissipating, much like waves rolling through the body. And you might let your attention roll with these waves, meeting each one. With curiosity and warmth, kindness. Maybe naming it if it's easily identifiable. Allowing your awareness to receive each arising sensation. any time you prefer. If a sensation becomes too intense or too absorbing, or the mind becomes scattered or busy, you're always welcome to come home to the breath. And as you meet the waves of sensation, noticing how you relate to them. Is there a quality of welcome and warmth? Or a sense of bracing or pushing away? A desire to avoid or escape? Is there a quality of interest? Or a movement towards ignoring? Distracting. Is there a difference in how you relate to the unpleasant sensations in the body as compared to the pleasant or neutral sensations. And again, not slipping into a lot of thinking or analysis, but seeing if you can hold these questions in the body and just noticing what's here and how you're being with it, sensation by sensation. As we come to the final few minutes of our practice, letting your awareness once again rest upon either a felt sense of the breath or just a wide, spacious awareness of the body as a whole. Feeling the waves of the breath. Feeling the continuity of your awareness. And considering how might this capacity for embodied awareness, heartfelt presence, be of service or support. And helping to create a world where all beings might know the gift of safety, peace, health, and well-being. And may each of us in some way carry the benefits, the goodness of our practice out into the world to be shared with others so that all beings may be free from suffering. Welcome, David. It's good to see you. So continuing with this theme of the heavenly messengers, and we've entered this realm of illness. Yeah, this body is of the nature to have ill health. There is no way to escape ill health. And ill health comes, as we talked about last time, in many forms, you know, from the minute to the massive, you know, and it can involve illness. It can involve injury. It can, there's this overlap with living in an aging body that starts to break down and wear out. And one of the elements of illness and injury is discomfort, often what we label as pain in the body. And so today I'd like to unpack how our practice can help us work with the physical discomfort that is part of this experience, just this very human experience. I like considering the word disease, and if we break it up, you know, it's dis-ease. It's a lack of ease in the body. And we hear a lot about pain, you know, in our culture. If you turn on the news, there's like pain relievers, and there's billboards, and there's medicine, and, you know, there are certainly many things we can do or offer our body as supports. And there's no pill that, you know, takes away the difficulty of living in a human body. And one of the things that our practice can really offer us is a reframing of this construct that we call pain, and to start to recognize, like, well, what's pain? Pain is often a very tangled mess of ideas and feelings and sensations. And we often, pain often comes with a story about past and future, like, oh my goodness, it's always been this way, or it's always going to be this way, and I can't endure this. You know, there's often a lot of narrating that goes with this idea or label of pain. And there's an alternative way of working with what the experience in the body is. And so as the practice we just experienced together points to, is we can explore or bring our curiosity to direct sensation, moment by moment. What's happening in the body? You know, oh, there's like an itch on the eyebrow, and there's a sense of tension on the back of the neck. There's tingling in the toes where they fell asleep during the practice. There's gurgling in the stomach. There's aching in the low back. There's, you know, so often there's a sensation and a location for something that's happening in the body. And so we can widen the view of our practice from an anchor like the breath and receive sensations, you know, as they sort of arise. It one of the images I sometimes use, and there's many, is I grew up in the Midwest, so we had fireflies, which I loved, you know, just these little pops of glowing light in the darkness. And sometimes when I've experienced pain in the body, it feels like this big, dark, heavy mass of something happening. And if I shift my perspective to working on the level of sensation, it's almost like there's these little pops of sensation that come into like focus or light, you know, my attention's drawn over here, and there's a twitch or an itch or a twinge, stabbing, aching, electric, pulsing. And then sometimes, you know, I'll start to notice, oh, there's like a moment of ease, or there's a moment of release, or there's something else going on over here, a cool breeze. So they're not all just the negative, difficult, unpleasant sensations. Sometimes there are what we might call pleasant or easeful sensations. And then the more neutral ones, sometimes are notable, and sometimes we totally miss them because they're like the you know, grandparent fireflies, and it's like their lights are growing dim, and so those neutral sensations are not quite as attention grabbing. And one of the things that way of working with experience or dis-ease in the body starts to open up is the noticing that there's a lot of things happening in the body. There might be a lot going on over here because we have a particular injury or something really painful, but if we can start to pick up a wider field of experience, sometimes it starts to create some space around what we have experienced or known or labeled as pain. It's like, okay, I'm not just this one part of my body that's really agonizing at this moment. It also can invite or allow or open us to a noticing of impermanence, because part of what makes pain, I think, so challenging is the fear of permanence that arises about how long am I going to have to live with this? What if it gets worse? You know, so So when we can start to notice this thing that I'm calling pain might not actually be one sensation that is just frozen or congealed into a constant, you know, on a scale of 0 to 10, you know, like a 9 or a 10. So we can start to notice there might be fluctuations or waves. You know, there's sometimes these waves that move through the body, like, you know, a number of years ago when I experienced a herniated disc, I would have this shooting sciatic pain and, you know, nerve pain is deep bows after that experience. And then, all the clients over the years that I have worked with, I'm like, oh, I have so much respect now that this body has had just what I consider a relatively, you know, minor taste of that. You know, but during the period of time for, you know, months or up to a year, I don't remember, you know, but it wasn't like that was a constant highway of experience in the body. It was like, oh, that wave came through and then there would be neutrality. There'd be all kinds of stuff going on in the mind, and that's where we're going to go next time. We're going to look at how do we sort of work with some of the mental and emotional components of sensation in the body. So we're going to kind of disentangle this knotted mess that we can experience in response to pain. But there was freedom when I started to notice that this wasn't constant. You know, it was not a 10. There were moments of 10, but there were lots of moments of like 3, you know, and when I didn't get all tangled up in the fear and the frozenness of it, I was like, you know, 3 or 5 or even 7 was highly unpleasant, but not completely intolerable. So this opens us to some possibilities of just being with what's here in this moment. What's here and can I be with this? So I'm going to pause here for today and just add in this ingredient to our exploration, knowing that we're going to work with some of the fear and the anxiety and the storytelling next time. And as I offer you the opportunity to join a breakout room for a short while, you might just, you know, share what, you know, what is it, how does this land for you? Have you found any of this to resonate with your experience to explore sensation versus pain? And perhaps relationship around noticing impermanence with dis-ease or discomfort in the body. And I'll let you enjoy each other's company and, if you wish, and we'll see you soon. So welcome back. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be shared. You mean in terms of calling, dialing in? Oh. Look in the chat. Great. Yeah, anything else? Yeah, thank you, David. It's a beautiful question. And, you know, what I would, you know, what I might offer is that they're both options to select from on the menu of how to meet pain. And I think this is where that wing of compassion or kindness comes in, because often, you know, turning toward something, whatever our experience is, there's great wisdom and benefit in that. So, you know, when we can lovingly lean in, mindfulness is often a first response to the moment. And one of the things that I think happens with pain is sometimes it's taught this way, and sometimes it's interpreted this way, like the best way of working with experience is to just like focus on and focus on and focus on. And sometimes actually what that does is it magnifies or it freezes us or it fuels the pain. And so having options and then the wisdom of discerning, oh, actually, it would be beneficial to understand the partiality of this. Like, you know, this half of my body. And so we'll talk about probably over time some other ways of doing it. So it can be widening the view in what else is happening in the body. So that's where just the general, popcorn of sensations can be helpful. And sometimes there's so much happening in the body because it's systemic or this one particular place is so acute that choosing a different anchor like sound is even more spacious. Or sometimes people opening their eyes and doing an eyes open practice literally connects us with a sense of, oh, there's this whole big world that's holding this body. So I love that you're bringing this forward. And I'll just see if there's anything else you would piggyback on in response to that, just hearing that. It's all good. Yeah, there you go. There's the Dharma in like three words. It's all good. You know, this is, it's all good, and in many ways it's all the same practice. And so it's like what allows you to see clearly with kindness. And often if we're too focused on pain, we actually are no longer seeing clearly. We often get tangled in the mental components of that, which is where we'll go next time. So, beautiful segue question, actually, because it's really, there, and pain is one of those arenas where I think to just have a deep respect for ourselves and each other of the complexity of living in these bodies. And we all have different bodies and different conditioning of body and mind. And there is no right way to navigate pain and illness and discomfort in the body. So it's really a deep, profound personal journey in many ways. So, such a joy to be with each of you. And